Welcome to another episode of According to You, where the listeners get to pick the topic of conversation. I'm your host, Gil, and today's topic will be a niche fragrance collector. And our guest today is from Total Fashion Zents in Instagram. She has two boys and is a single mom who loves to share her scent of the day, review niche and designer fragrance, and guide people into the niche world of fragrance. Let's all welcome Maggie to the show. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, Gil. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
No, thank you for actually being on our podcast. So can you elaborate a little on what it is that you do?
So basically, I have an Instagram page called Total Fashion Zents, where I kind of give everyone like my scent of the day and I review fragrances. I also let people in on what the niche world is versus designer fragrances world, where I give choices and I talk about notes and different types of fragrances and how they inspire me. And it's just something that I love and I'm very passionate about.
Now, you mentioned inspiration. What exactly did inspire you as far as like picking your fragrances for the day?
So basically, my inspiration usually comes from my mood. So depending on how I woke up that day, if I'm in a happy mood, if I'm in a moody mood, or I'm having a bad month. But for the most part, it's my mood. I also consider the weather, the outfit that I'm wearing. And it's also very important to me where I'm going, whether it's the office, whether it's staying at home, I'm going shopping, I'm going out with friends, or it's a special event. So basically, I just take a whole concoction of everything.
So what you're saying is, I am not too bright when it comes to this topic. But from what I understand what you just said, I only have two colognes. So as far as my mood is concerned, I'm in trouble.
Basically.
Yeah. I mean, well, can you tell me, and I know I'm going to put you on the spot right here because you weren't prepared for this, but if you are, that'll be great. So what kind of mood am I in if I use the Chippy Choo? Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy Choo Man. Not Chippy Choo, Jimmy Choo Man.
Well, from what I get from this fragrance, I just, I'm able to smell it now. Can I just use your bottle one?
Absolutely.
Kind of get inspired a little bit?
Sure.
All right, so.
What are you doing?
Okay, so basically what I do is I spray it to kind of see what kind of notes it has in the fragrance and see, like, what kind of a fragrance it is. So, for example.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but yes. When you say notes, are you referring to the ingredients?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Basically what they all the oils that they put inside the fragrance to make the DNA of the fragrance.
Okay.
So, you know, different fragrances have different types of notes and ingredients that perfumers use to make it what it is. So in this case, I can sense that it has pineapple. It's also very barbershop-y. So basically what I'm saying by that is this is the kind of scent that you would get when you walked into like a barbershop and they kind of cut your hair and they put that lotion or whatever it is they put on guys
right,
their
yeah.
heads. It's a very barbershop kind of smell. But I also get some fruits in here. So I'm thinking there's melon. And this is also a very spicy fragrance. So for this one, because it has the citrus and it's a little bit of fruity in it, I would say this is a great one for every day.
Okay, so you got all that by smelling it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, all I do is I spray it. I do the cha-cha-cha in front of the mirror. And
well, this is why we develop our noses. As you, basically the way it works for me is years of experience smelling so many different fragrances. You kind of train your nose to different scents, and it comes with time and just, you know, practicing. Like, practice makes perfect. It's the same thing with a fragrance. You have to train your nose. And your senses.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, I think if I ever go back and buy another different type of cologne, I have another one here.
Okay.
Can you tell me what kind of mood I'm going to be on this one? Because that one, I don't do the cha-cha-cha.
this one is Dolce Gabbana Light Blue Ooh Intense. So, okay, the difference between the two. One is very fruity and citrusy, and the Dolce & Gabbana is citrusy, but it's more of aquatic, an aquatic scent. So for an aquatic scent, I would say it's more for your summer and your spring months that you can wear this one. When you look at a spicy fragrance like Jimmy Choo, because of the patchouli and the pink pepper in it, you would consider this more maybe for fall and winter, because it's more of a stronger fragrance than citrus. Citrus is also nice to wear to the beach. You're going on vacation. I mean, just think about the mood that you're in. Do you want to smell fruits when you go to work, or do you want to smell, you know, aquatic notes when you go to the beach? It's all up to you. But, you know, fragrance to me is like basically wear what you want, how much of it you want, and wear it anytime. If you love it, wear it.
Well, I put on the Jimmy Choo.
Yes.
And I noticed that it doesn't stay on that long, whereas the Gabbana actually kind of stays for a while. Like, I could be working all day, and somebody will walk by and say, oh, my God, you smell good. Why is that?
Okay, so there's also a difference. The Jimmy Choo is an EDT, which means it's an eau de toilette. And then the Dolce Gabbana Intense is an EDP, which is eau de parfum. So basically the difference is the oil concentration. On the EDT, they don't put as much, you know, oil concentrations versus on the EDP.
Okay.
More oil is used in it. So you just kind of have to think about, like, when you get an oil change in your car, you know, you put better quality oil, gives you longer longevity on your vehicle. Cheaper oil wouldn't make it last as long. So okay. Kind of like the same thing.
There's a cologne that I've not a cologne, I'm sorry. It's a perfume.
Right.
Called Chanel Number 5.
Chanel?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so listen, guys. I'm the first one to admit I know nothing about perfume or cologne or how you pronounce all these words. I mean, listen, the Gabbana.
Right.
What's the first word?
Dolce.
Yeah, I called it Dulce.
Well, that's what it means. Dolce in Italian is dulce.
Oh, well, then I got
so
that right.
Sweet. So okay. That can also tell you like what type of fragrance that is. It's okay. A sweet fragrance.
Ah.
A lot of times brands, you know, will also own up to their name.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not always the case, but in this case, it works with the fragrance.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. So how long have you been doing this?
All right. So basically, I started my channel... my first channel, I started it last year in December.
All right, so you only been doing this for a year and you could smell.
No, less than a year.
Less than a year.
I have the channel.
Okay. And then you could actually spray, smell it, and tell me what the ingredients are.
No. I've been around fragrances all my life. I mean, since I was like, I can remember being a kid, a small kid, and your mom. I mean, I don't know if there's any Hispanic kids out there listening to this, but when you're a kid, and I'm Puerto Rican, so Puerto Rican moms tend to put agua de colonia.
Boricua in the house.
Yes. They put this, like, water that's it has fragrance in it, and then they put all kind of stuff like Johnson & Johnson and powder, and you need your Dexatin and all that stuff. So, when you're a baby, I mean, they're exposing you already to fragrances in different scents. And as I kept growing up, I mean, I have memories associated with fragrances. So I've always, always enjoyed the whole outlook of what a fragrance is.
Okay, so the love of fragrance came from when you were a child.
Yes.
Okay. How did you learn about all this? Like,
well... There's a lot of YouTube videos, but also just trial and error. I mean, every time I go to a department store or I go to a perfume house, I stop by and I smell perfumes and I try to guess the ingredients that are in there, the different notes, and I test myself. Or I'll go and I'll smell like maybe what lavender smells like, or I'll go to the fruit store and smell what plum smells like, and then I'll be able to identify it in a fragrance.
When you had sent me a voicemail in regards to the topic that we're talking about, I did a little bit of due diligence. Now, a lot of people say that I'm emotionally disabled, but not crazy like that. But this is what I heard. Either I heard about it or I read about it. That fragrances can help with our emotions. Is that really true?
So, Gil, to answer that question, I've done a couple of different researches online to try to figure out how true this whole thing is, you know, that people talk about. And I found that there was a study that was conducted back in 2011. I can't remember exactly who the person was, where it related that positive emotions can elicit certain fragrances. And it's proven to lower stress levels and improve overall mental outlook.
Okay.
And I'll give you an example. If you were feeling very anxious, right, and you went into an herbal store, and, you know, an herbal store where they sold different herbs and different things, and you started smelling different herbs, like chamomile is known to help with stress. Valerian root is known to help stress. Different scents and aromas can awaken something in your brain, which kind of brings it to a relaxation mode. It also can significantly improve your mood. Because when you smell something good, and I'll give you another example, you're going to your grandmother's house and your grandmother is baking your favorite flan.
Okay.
As soon as you could have had the worst day in the world. You walk into your grandmother's house and you smell that aroma of beautiful caramelized flan that's being cooked.
Yep, I can relate to that.
You can absolutely trust that whatever you were feeling will be forgotten. Because right in that moment, your brain is only thinking about one thing, and that is you want to eat the flan.
Yep.
Right? So that alone already tells you that it does something with your brain. So, okay. And that all comes from, you know, your different senses.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I realized that when I mentioned Chanel, and it's really Chanel, I didn't actually follow up. The reason why I brought that up is because I read that Chanel is like the most expensive perfume, or I'm sure there's others, but that, at least that's what I got out of it.
Right. I wouldn't say it's the most expensive. They are a designer house, which is a little different from niche. They do have...
Wait. What's the difference between designer and niche?
Okay, so a designer house is fragrances that are branded and sold by fashion designers or celebrities. For example, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is a brand. She has a brand called J-Lo, and mm-hmm. She has J-Lo perfumes branded. KKW is a brand by Kim Kardashian. These are celebrities that have their own fragrance line. So they don't just dedicate themselves to fragrances. They dedicate themselves to other things as well. So that would be a designer fragrance. Now, a niche fragrance is different because a niche fragrance is ones that are created and sold by companies or fragrance houses that focus only and exclusively on perfumes.
Okay.
So, for example, ones that are made by perfumers that are just dedicated to the art of perfumery. And those you can only find at, like, really high-end fragrance boutiques or perfumeries.
Okay, so if I wanted to make a niche...
Right.
I would... No, probably not. Because I would have to actually learn or know about the different ingredients and mixing and... It'll be a lot difficult for me to do that than me designing, because if I just put my name on something,
right,
they do the work.
Exactly.
Okay, now I understand.
Now, the thing with design, the niche fragrances, it takes years sometimes for them to come up with a fragrance because they're picking the flowers, they're picking the spices, they're being transported from other countries, and there's so much work that goes into it. It's not just, like you said, putting your name on it and let somebody else do all the work.
Right. So what are your long-time goals here, like within the fragrance community? And from what I understand, because I watched, I did a little bit of homework. I watched a few videos, and there's a big community. Was it always like that, or?
No. I'm noticing that ever since, I want to say COVID happened, I think being at home and having people stuck at home kind of gave them more of an insight to more YouTube videos, and they just started experimenting on everything because everybody was just bored in their house, losing their minds.
Okay.
So I've noticed that the past, I want to say 2 years or so, this has really exploded. I mean, designer fragrances have always been out there because they're meant to mass, they're being mass produced, and they're meant to, you know, to be people pleasers.
Okay.
You know, those are the ones you see at the designer, at the you know, the big stores like a Macy's or a Bloomingdale's, etc.
Okay.
But I feel like niche people are starting to realize that there's other fragrances out there aside from those common generic scents that we're so used to smelling day by day, you know, and people actually want to smell unique. They don't want to smell like everybody else.
Okay.
And so that's where the whole niche comes into play.
So what is your long time goal within the fragrance community?
So honestly, if somebody's listening to me, I'm just joking. I would definitely love to continue learning and exploring more, not only my nose, but also exploring more about notes and learning, just learning as much as I can and getting my hands on a lot of the available information and knowledge that's out there. And, you know, I like to inform myself. I like to research. But I also would love one day, I mean, if I could push forward a few years, perhaps create my own fragrance. And when I say create, I don't mean me per se. I mean like work with a famous perfumer and create something that I would totally, totally love and would represent me, the chapters in my life and my journey.
Okay, so you're referring to your own niche and designing, putting it together?
Well, not a niche house, just a fragrance that would be maybe marketed through another company, another okay. fragrance house. Not necessarily mean. I mean, it would be wonderful if I had one day my own fragrance house where I can actually offer that to other people. But for right now, I'll be content with having my own fragrance.
Okay. And I'm unfortunately, I'm getting the cut sign here. We've run out of time. But I did have another question, and I'm going to ask the question, but you won't be able to answer it because we have to go. I heard that, I think it was some kind of animal. I believe it was a whale. Whale vomit. It's whale vomit. I'm going to say it one more time. Whale vomit that is actually put in or used as an ingredient. Give me a yes or no on that.
Yes and no.
And okay, so there is okay. Yes, yeah. No. Unfortunately, we don't have time. If you would love to come back, and we could do this again, and if the people want to have you back, that's perfectly. You know, it's you let me know when you can come back, and we'll do it. So I want to thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
I want to thank all the listeners. And remember, keep listening and keep talking. We'll catch up.